In a snug St. Louis suburb, the pale sun slowly slinks below the western skyline. Thousands return from the workaday grind in offices, factories, supermarkets, laundries, luncheonettes, and government buildings to the privacy and security of their homes. Each has but one life to live. Each lives it as best as she or he knows how. Each wonders from time to time as the car pulls into the garage for the night, is this what life was meant to be? And each as quickly lets the question slide, like the setting sun, out of sight, out of consciousness. It is evening, and once again, up from the factories across the river, up from the plants on the south side, and in from the places of production that ring the city, from Ralston Purina, from General Motors, from McDonnell Douglas, from Anheuser-Busch and Monsanto, blows a faint, poisoned wind, scenting the air with an acrid smell. Most accepted as they do the meaninglessness of their lives, with a shrug and a shudder. But to some, this wind brings great confusion, raises questions long since buried, proposes answers long thought to be impossible. To them, the wind is hideous, but undeniable. They call it the wind of change. It is to them and people like them that this series is dedicated. Will Radish, member of the bar, white, 48 years old and 6 feet tall, Will worked himself up from office boy at a respectable St. Louis law firm and has been working himself up ever since. Now, for the first time, he is entering the political arena. He sees himself in the bathroom mirror as firm but gentle, visionary with a practical touch, tough but tender, a man's man with a way with women. In short, a family man. Clarissa Radish, Will's legal wife and mother of his two children, Smith grad and housewife, part-time campaign worker, Clarissa has started 1,000 imaginative projects and finished few. Sometimes she thinks that perhaps her life is one of the finished ones. She is 40 but looks 35. She is, in short, a successful woman. Sally Radish, Will and Clarissa's daughter, privileged but restless. She's interested in being different, but not too different. Young, but not too young. She is 17, going on 18. Dickie Radish, his father's boy, 19, sent to an eastern college. He is rarely heard from, still more rarely seen. We last saw the Radish family shortly after British soldiers fired on rebel Irish citizens, killing several, and as Bernadette Devlin cursed and scratched Reginald Maudlin, making the front page headlines of the Post-Dispatch. Clarissa Radish is also in turmoil, waiting nervously for her husband's return from Jeff City. She does not wish to confront her daughter about the discovery of birth control pills in her daughter's drawers unless Will is there. Despite her mother's admonition to return home immediately after school, Sally keeps a rendezvous with her lover, Brett. Driving to their prearranged spot, Sally feels her stomach rise and fall in anticipation of the afternoon's lovemaking. Had she deliberately